is.
Okay, we're going to turn the mic over. Okay, we're going to call the Board of Directors meeting of Town of Discovery Bay to order. And we're going to have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
President Pease.
Here.
Vice President Lee.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
Okay, we're going to have...
You have a quorum.
I'm going to turn it over to staff for a second. We're going to add an item to the agenda. Staff, please.
Okay, thank you. The Brown Act under Government Code Section 54954.2 allows a board to add an item to the agenda under a couple of circumstances. First of all, you have to determine that the item came to the attention of this body after the agenda was posted. I'll explain how it came to our attention in a second, but that's the first requirement. And the second is that the item requires the immediate attention of the board. In this case, what we have is, if you recall, Byron Bethany Irrigation District is scheduled to be detached from the tax areas, or six tax areas within Discovery Bay. And there was at the last meeting, a letter sent from the county administrator requesting comments on the detachment and the negotiation of taxes that go along with that detachment. In response and per the direction of the board from the last meeting, you directed staff to send a letter in response to the county administrator's request for comments on that issue. I prepared that letter and basically said we were interested in having a seat at the table. We'd like to be included. We think our services are being impacted by the detachment, and therefore we'd like to be considered and part of the discussion associated with the tax allocation coming out of the detachment. That letter was sent. It was sent on the 12th and received by the county administrator. The county administrator called me and had a discussion as to what their recommendation would be to the Board of Supervisors. The Board of Supervisors must act on the negotiation side of the taxes prior to the detachment occurring, before it goes to LAFCO. The Board of Supervisors is due to consider this item on the 24th of this month, and you do not have another meeting prior to the 24th. Unfortunately, however, and we'll get into the more details of the item itself if you add this item to the agenda, but unfortunately we don't have the staff report at this time, so we're going based on the recommendation that I received over the phone from the county administrator, and that action is specifically to reallocate the BBID taxes to East Contra Costa Fire Protection or to Fire Protection Services in general. Their specific request, we'll go into more detail, but their specific request is going to be considered, or the staff report is going to be considered by the Board of Supervisors on the 24th, and what we're bringing before you is an opportunity to weigh in on that staff recommendation. So that's the item that you're attempting to add in order to take action and give direction to staff on preparing a response to the staff recommendation. You first need to add the item so we can discuss it in more detail, and then second, you'll take the item up under the appropriate section on the agenda. So we're recommending that you make a motion to add agenda item E6, which will add this item to the agenda, and then we will hand out a staff report that went over the basics of what I just went over, as well as the details of the item itself. So the first action would be to take a motion to add item E6 as staff has reported it.
Do I hear a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Go ahead, I'll second.
Second?
Second.
Then moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So we'll add E6 to the agenda.
Thank you.
Okay, at this point we're going to have public comment. The public can talk to the board about anything that's not on today's agenda. There's a 3-minute time limit. There's a light up here. When it hits red, unfortunately, you gotta finish with your comments. Is there any public comment? come to the podium, please.
My name is Vincent Vargas. I live at 4906 Cabrillo Point. I've lived here in Discovery Bay for 17 years. I take quite a bit of pride in the appearance of my home and also the community in which I live. The district landscaping, it almost appears to me to be, we've invested a lot as CSD, but a lot of plants have not grown and a lot of them have died. And I wonder why CSD does not use some quantities of residents' reclaimed water rather than discharging it into the river. I know that cities in the Bay Area have used reclaimed water for landscaping. Some have piped it into areas, and some have used water trucks. A second item regarding landscaping is H4 along the wall. Maybe two professional landscaping companies before used to maintain that. As far as I can remember, they did anyway. Right now, it's pretty distressed and it looks like hell. If you want to look at good approaches to residential areas, go into Brentwood and take a look at the park strips leading into residential areas. The third item is brown is the new green. No matter how you cut it, I can't rationalize it. I can't make it work. I don't have a lawn, but I have landscaping. And I water minimally. And a lot of people have done a good job in maintaining the lawns. But ever since you put out that advisory, we have a lot of lawns that are really gone way beyond just the brown stage. In fact, on Cabrillo, there's two lots that have weeds at some point have been at least a foot high. I don't know how the weeds are grown. The lawn didn't grow, but you know, is there anything that the CSD can do to help maintain the aesthetics of our community? One of the articles in one of the documents that has a light on it.
Got about 20 seconds.
Okay. Homeowners Association, Property Owners Association, other than maybe the golf course and a couple of the townhouse developments or condo developments, are really inoperative. There's no follow-up in the community. Who, in essence, is responsible? I would like to ask for some advice from CSD, is who should monitor the residents with all of the
requirements to recent time limit? You have valid questions. We can't engage discussion at this point.
I understand. I follow the rules.
Correct.
But I've made copies of the...
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Staff has made note of that, and after the meeting or possibly tomorrow, the staff, if you could leave your number, they can address every single one of those. They're all valid points, and I think they do need to be addressed. We have a $7 million filtration project coming in that will allow us to use water right now.
Okay. Here are three copies.
Is there any other public comments?
My telephone. Two phones. Yeah. Hi, my name is Randy Swetzer. I lived here since 93. I live on the north end of the Little Lake. And in today's world, having your cloud only allowed to have battery type motors. And like if we could look into today's motors, they run very clean in a small 15-20 horse gasoline motor. They're quiet. They run very clean. They don't really put out pollutants. Could that be addressed?
That would be a Rec 800 item. We don't just write a letter.
Yeah.
You go to their meeting, you can probably answer that. Or, you know.
Awesome.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comment and move to the consent calendar. Do I hear a motion? Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And we'll now move to Veolia Water.
Thank you. Okay. So in the month of April, we continue our safe work practices over 110,000 hours of no lost time.
Turn it, you might need to turn on the side.
In the practices, we did do some operational and workshops in the month. We spent over 10 hours on workshops. We visited the protocol form regulation that changed. All monthly employee reports were submitted on time. All well and running. Produced a little over 62 million gallons of water for the community. We conserved around 36% compared to the 2013 year. 2.2 million gallons recycled at the wastewater plants. We were still well below our permit limits, running the plants running beautifully. No excursions, no issues with the permit, no violations, all samples were taken. Distribution, no issues. We continue flushing. We met our 66,000 feet for the year, and now we're starting over with a new contract here of flushing our system, VPN. And continue working on our work orders, maintenance, preventive, and keeping the backlog down to the very minimum. Thank you very well.
Board, have any questions?
How's the new construction areas? We haven't even backed up certain issues in those from dumping.
No, we do not. We're running very well. No issues currently.
Okay.
Thanks.
Seeing none. Thank you, Bernie.
Thanks, Bernie.
Okay, we're going to move to business and action items. E1 authorization of Prop 218 staff, please.
Thank you very much. Dina, our finance manager, is going to be making the staff report and recommendation on this item.
Thank you.
Okay. Bernie's got it.
On July 1, 2015, the Board of Directors authorized Bartle Wells and Associates to conduct a rate study for the 5-year period beginning July 1, 2016 and ending June 2017. The proposed service rates have been developed in accordance with that action and scope of work. The Bartle Wells rate study was determined upon projecting annual expenditures for the district operating, capital, and capital replacement budgets for the next 5 fiscal years. Additionally, this rate study and associated proposed rate adjustment does not include allowances for potential future development. The rates only provide current operations and maintenance, necessary existing facility capital improvements, and the infrastructure and vehicle replacement funds. The water rate study conducted includes financing costs for well 8, increased costs due to the operations, maintaining current infrastructure, new staff for customer service and water services, and conservation costs to maintain our current and future infrastructure. This equates to an increase of $4.90 per month. With these increases, Discovery Bay remains at the bottom of the survey of the 13 surrounding agencies with an estimated monthly bill of $37.56. Okay. So right there in the slide, you can see the copy of the rates and our estimated monthly bill.
Okay.
As you can see in this line, we still remain at the bottom of the surrounding areas for water rates. The wastewater rate study conducted includes increased costs due to the management and maintenance of highly technical plant operations. Assumed financing for a $7.4 million filter project financed over 30 years to support the needs of higher level of treatment and the reduction in metered commercial sewer flow due to the drought. This equates to an increase of $6.81 per month with an average bill of $68.78 per month. As indicated by the surveys included in the Bartlesville study, Discovery Bay has substantially lower water rate of the agency surveyed, and the wastewater rates are competitive. When blended together, the overall rates paid by Discovery Bay residents are below the median of the 13 agencies surveyed. Staff does understand that the cost increase could be considerable to some residents, and we would like to address this concern. Staff has reviewed with Bartlewell's the rate study model. We have removed many projects that we felt were non-critical or needed further review. Staff did not take this task lightly and made it a point to really understand the current state of the town's infrastructure, as well as the necessary future capital projects. I will assure you, every effort was made to make absolutely sure that the rate increase proposed supports the level of technical infrastructure needed. Pursuant to the Prop 218, approved by voters in 1996, each year the district finds it necessary to increase utility rates. A rate study and public hearing must take place. The proposed overall blended service rates reflects an increase of 15% for fiscal year 16-17. 15% for fiscal year 17-18, and 12% for each subsequent year thereafter. The Proposition 218 public hearing will take place on July 20th, 2016. We will ask the board to officially adopt the Bartlewell's and Associates rate study at the regular meeting on July 20th, 2016. It is recommended that the board of directors, one, direct staff to set a public hearing for July 20th of 2016 on the adoption of the proposed rate increases for the period of 2016-17 through fiscal year 2020-21. Number two, the direct staff to advertise a notice of the public hearing once a week for 2 weeks prior to the date set for public hearing in newspaper or general circulation. And number three, direct staff to prepare the necessary adoption resolution pursuant to the Proposition 218 public hearing. Thank you.
Before I open public comment to the board, if there are any questions of staff. Seeing none, is there any public comment? Please.
Just a real quick question. Not sure if you guys have already done it, but have you released your financials to everybody where they can see what's going on? We just got the message that current capacity is under, you know, whatever you can mention that it was under capacity right now. So I'm trying to figure out why you guys are raising rates when it sounds like we're not even meeting our existing capacity today.
I can
answer.
I'd be happy to answer that question. The wastewater rates are not for an expanded capacity. The filtration project is a $7.4 million project, and that's really the driver there for wastewater rates. And that was required by the regional board. And actually, certainly, I've looked back in the record, and the district did a very good job of trying to argue with the regional board to make sure that what requirements they placed on the permit were actually necessary, and that was mandated by the regional board. It's part of the permit. The district doesn't have a choice. It's also very common to see those filtration projects in other wastewater districts in our surrounding area. They're sort of going one by one. So our experience with the regional board is relatively equivalent to other communities as well. And so it's that $7.4 million rather than expansion.
Is there details on what has to be met? Where would we find the details from the district board?
We can get you a copy of the permit if you wish. I can email you. It's a long document, and you are more than welcome. I think it's about 30-something pages. More than welcome to have that. Yes. Yes.
The study is the best. The study is the best document.
And then, as far as the financing right now, or the finances, do you guys publish those anywhere? Can we people see them?
Yeah.
So we have them. And where will we find that?
They're all
right. So we would have to go to
everything we do is public records.
Right. Okay.
And if I may add, everything, the district audited financials were part of the board packet a couple of months ago, and so all of that information is on our website. Yeah, and the same thing for the detailed report for tonight, the Barta Well studies, all of that is on the district website. You just simply click the agendas, and there's a search button as well, and if you have any difficulty, we're happy to help you locate the documents.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
Got the newspaper that said the water rates are going up. And that was the first part that I heard. Yet on the pipeline that was delivered a few days ago, it compliments us on our water conservation and how well we're doing, but it didn't address anything about water rates going up or the rationale. I don't know how many people read the Discovery Bay Press and how many people read the pipeline, but I think that you were remiss in your responsibility of involving the community in something that affects the pipeline.
Everybody's getting labeled notices.
Thank you for your comment. Yes.
I couldn't hear much of what you said. I also read the newspaper, and I'm just confused. We don't have meters. I've been up here since 83, and we're supposed to get meters a few years back, and now we're supposed to get them in 2016, and then I talked to somebody Friday when I'm getting them in 2024. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, I called the phone number, and I talked to a young lady.
They're not mandated until 2024, but they're going in starting this year.
This year. Okay, great. I'm just confused because on the taxes, my last tax bill is $1,242. And so, are we getting charged the $32 times 12? And so the remaining of my $1,224 is wastewater or sewer, which is $850 for sewer. Okay, you're doing the 15% on water, so after 5 years, it comes out to be $66, I guess, 15% incrementally. Does the wastewater going up too?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear her, and I couldn't see.
Can I pull my slide up? Can you pull my slide up?
How much is that?
Let's pull a slide up.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear her. Is it? This is monthly?
That's correct. So wastewater will be increasing as well. The percentages are 11%, 11%, 4%, 4%, and 4%.
11, 4, 4.
That equates to, for FY 2017, another $6.81 a month.
In
increase.
17.
That's correct.
And then 756.
That's correct.
And then 18. It goes down. So you have to times that by 12 there.
That's right. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other
just one other thing. It seems so high. I have a house in Castor Valley with a pool and a half an acre, and I pay like $34 a month in water, and the sewer's $300. It just seems really extreme. I don't know. We all cut back. We've got brown lawns, and the rates are going up. It's just amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Would staff like to comment on on that just a little bit. Something about our aging pipes and our other
stuff. I would be happy to comment on that. As we talked about, one of the drivers on the wastewater is increasing regulations from the state. Placed requirements on the district in order to build infrastructure. In terms of the water side, the driver on the water side is the need for new well 8 and the pending retirement of another well. Our wells age like everything else, and there's nothing more important than to make sure that the water that we deliver to this community, and I, like all the four, we're all residents. I think almost everyone sitting up here are residents, long-time residents of this community. And so we need to add well 8, and adding a well, those are very, those are expensive endeavors. I think that this district has done an exceptional job of managing the aquifer below us to make sure that we have sustained water supplies. We are not including in the rate growth projections, so new housing that would come in would need to pay their way. We're not asking existing residents to do that. But a key item for us in terms of the water rate is a recognition that over the past several years, we are spending an increasing amount of money on emergency water repairs. In 2012, it was about $312,000 on emergency water repairs. In just a few short years, it's climbed up to $450,000 a year. So we have 40-year-old pipes, and there are two ways to handle these. You can take care of it like some people might handle it on a credit card. Kick the can down the road. Let's not do anything about today, tomorrow, the next day, and then as our pipes continue to age, and we have evidence of that because of the increasing breaks that we're seeing, then you end up with a district forced to be issuing bonds and having higher rates. In this study, the approach that we are doing is let us plan now for those infrastructure replacements. Let's set aside $3 a month, $4 a month on everyone's bill, including my own, in order to set that money aside. And we really believe that those are prudent steps for the district to take, rather than, as I say, I apologize for the statement, but kicking the can down the road and not paying attention to the $450,000 a year that we're gonna pay this year in emergency water supplies. So, and as Dina said, we went down along with the finance committee and members of the board with very sharp pencil and took many, many projects, scrutinized every single project, and took many of the projects off the table. Had a lot of arguments to make sure that every project that is in there, we really believe is important to do so. And as much as the percentages seem, when I look at the 15%, the actual amount is, you know, $5 or $4. If I may make one more comment, the move towards metering, I'm a non-metered resident, and the move towards metering, what that means for the community is right now you are paying an average rate. And so if you are in a home with you and a spouse or a significant other and you have water-conserving landscape and you're managing your water very tightly, you are paying a rate that is averaged by a person with Hawaii-type landscaping and families that like to take 3-hour showers 4 times a day. That will, once meters are in, no longer be true, and so some of you, you'll be able to control your cost by actually paying for the water that you're using. And I really believe that that'll be a big benefit, and that is a fiscal year, one of the primary projects for this district in this next fiscal year. So I hope I've answered your questions.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment on this item? Yes.
With this new system you guys are putting in, filtration system, is at some point in time we'll be able to not have to use water softeners and filters and get water where it's in spot and everything?
So that I can't
say that.
The filtration system for the wastewater, not for the drinking water.
That's what money we're paying, right?
Different pipes.
Pipes.
The wastewater is very different than our water pipes.
So the $7.4 million project will make what goes out into the delta for the ducks and the fish. It will make all of that better. That portion does not help what is coming in the front door.
We may want to address that for two.
The district's annual water quality report has actually just been approved and should be in your mailboxes shortly. And the inclusion of well 8, the importance of that is really for reliability of the system. But I would agree with you, when we are in a district that utilizes our aquifer and utilizes well water, it is different from a water district that may take water from Hetch Hetchy.
Okay, kudos for putting a few dollars a week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, I'll close the public comment and bring it back to the board for discussion or a motion. Is there a motion?
Motion to accept the report and file the appropriate notice.
I'll second that. I second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll now go to E2, approving resolution 2016-06, board staff.
Thank you very much, members of the board. This year is election year, and the election this year will be held on November 8th. There are two seats which are up for election, currently held by Board President Bill Pease and Director Mark Simon. So the county's election office forwards to the district requirements that we must fulfill in order to ensure that the election is held. And so I ask that you would accept the report and approve the resolution. It's 2016-06, ordering a board of directors election, that election be consolidated with other elections on November 8th. And finally, that sets a 250 word limit for the candidate statement. And lastly, identifies that the candidates, not the district, pay that cost, and the statement cost is $127. The board does have the ability to increase that number if you wish, to say 300 or 400 if you wish. But if you go to 251 words, one word over, you double your cost. And so our recommendation is the standard for the county, which is $127.
Do I hear any public comment? Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
Move to accept staff report.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Yes. Okay, we'll go to this action item E3, California Special District Bylaws. Staff, please.
Thank you very much, members of the board. This Community Services District is a member of the California Special Districts Association, which provides a variety of services. Their board has established bylaws a number of years ago and has recommended some general cleanup and updating to those bylaws. We have reviewed them briefly and don't find that there is anything of substance, but they do need an affirmative vote. I did include in the package the red line track change version so you could see it, and our recommendation is to authorize the president to vote yes, and if you so vote, we have the ballot for him to sign tonight.
Any public comment? Seeing no public comment, we'll close that. Bring back to the board. We'll hear a motion. I'll make a motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. E4, considering contract with Rudolph and Scalabrini.
Thank you very much. The state of California requires that urban water suppliers, and we are one that falls within that category, prepare an urban water management plan. The 2010 urban water management plan was actually adopted by this board in January of this year. And at the time, it was recognized that you would then need to move forward with a 2015 urban water management plan. The original proposal from Ludorf and Scalabrini was approximately $25,000. I worked them down to $20,405. And so my request is the ability to sign a contract with them. It is a 3 to 4 month project, and so we hope to finish in
July or August of this year. So our recommendation is to authorize me to sign a contract in that amount and then to move forward with that plan.
Any public comment? Seeing none, to the board. Your motion?
Yeah, I'll make my motion, staff recommendation.
Second.
Moved in second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Action item, I think staff on E5, are you going to?
Yes, we would ask that this item be continued. The staff member that was going to present it unfortunately fell ill today, and we'd like to move it to the June 1st agenda.
And we'll go to E6.
That will be Rod Atterbury, and I will pass out the staff report.
So what you're receiving is a staff report that details what I went through at the beginning of the meeting to get the item added to the agenda. The specific item and the request of staff is to direct staff at this point in time to prepare a letter for the president's signature supporting staff's recommendation to the Board of Supervisors with respect to the Board of Supervisors' authority to negotiate on behalf of the entities that are fall within that taxing district. And it's my understanding that the staff recommendation, as I said at the outset, we do not have staff recommendation at this point in time from the Board of Supervisors, as their staff reports will not be out until tomorrow close of business. But on good authority and having asked the question three different ways of the county administrator, my understanding is the staff recommendation is going to be that the ad valorem tax that is received by BVID be reallocated to East Contra Costa Fire District. There has been some discussion as to whether it goes specifically to the district or whether it goes in a segregated account to allow for fire protection services in East Contra Costa County. So I would like direction from or authorization to prepare a letter for the president's signature supporting the, I guess, hypothetical staff recommendation. And I would draft it in a manner that says, if the staff recommendation is to take all of BBID's ad valorem tax and transfer it to either a segregated account for fire protection services or to East Contra Costa, that this body and this board support it. If the board, because we don't know, as I told the county administrator, I don't know exactly what this board will do with that, as we don't know what the Board of Supervisors will do with that, I'd like to include in the letter that if the Board of Supervisors heads down a different path, that Discovery Bay is still in the mix. Discovery Bay believes that its services are being impacted by this detachment, and we'd like a seat at the table, basically the same action you took last time, just reconfirming our position. But I believe that staff is going to be making a recommendation of that nature, that the BVID ad valorem tax be provided to an entity that will be providing fire services. So I'd like to draft that and have that prepared in advance of the Board of Supervisors meeting on the 24th. In addition, because we don't know what's going to happen at that meeting, I'd like authorization to attend that meeting on your behalf to be able to represent Discovery Bay with respect to those issues.
Prior to opening up public comments, does the board have any clarifying questions?
Could I make a couple clarifying comments?
We'll do that after public.
I have one question, Rod. After the Board of Supervisors takes whatever action they're going to take on the 24th, what would be the steps after that?
Yes, so in order to detach property, that the Cortese-Knox Act requires that it be heard by LAFCO, and that LAFCO make, I believe it's 8 different determinations the detachment is appropriate. I could run through several of them, but the basic nature of those provisions are that there's a service provider, that the service will be covered, that we're not duplicating services, that we're not leaving somebody stranded. That's LAFCO's obligation, so LAFCO hears that. In order for LAFCO to hear that item, the Revenue and Taxation Code requires that a negotiation and a documentation of how those ad valorem taxes are going to be reallocated exist. LAFCO doesn't have any authority over changing that. They just have to make sure that it actually occurred. So that's why the Board of Supervisors are acting before LAFCO, and then it'll go to LAFCO. And they weren't exactly sure. They thought it was either late June, early July.
Thank you.
Any public comment on this item?
So my understanding of this is...
Could you please identify yourself, please?
I'm Mike Conway. I live on 2351 Santa Fe Court. Been here for 2 years this time around. My understanding is this about $700,000 that Byron Bethany Water District got for doing nothing. We're going to take that money and we're going to give it to the fire district. But isn't that money generated by Discovery Bay taxes, and shouldn't that money be kept within Discovery Bay? I don't have a problem with some of it going to the fire department, but it sounds like we're going to be subsidizing East Costa County Fire for a whole bunch of residents outside of Discovery Bay, and we're generating the taxes and paying the taxes here in Discovery Bay. I don't mind paying our fair share, but I think some of that should revert back to the town for other infrastructure projects. So is that basically what's happening? Is we're going to give that money to the East Costa Fire?
That hasn't been determined yet, and there's a discussion. Director Graves and I are going to meet with Supervisor Depot tomorrow to address exactly your
comment. Okay, my concern is that we just don't give all that money to the fire district and everybody else benefits.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment?
Ben Smarts, and the way I understand it, the taxes have been collected by the district. And because of that, there was monies that should have come either to Discovery Bay or to, that's what I don't understand. It would have come to Discovery Bay itself, to the water and reclamation sewers, or is it an amount of money that is spread across the whole, you might say, our whole tax statement, so that education gets a piece, fire district gets a piece? Can you explain to me if the money was to come, how it was allocated, or is that coming to you?
I'll let the legal staff get into that. It's extremely complicated, but I think he can do a thumbnail sketch.
I'll try quickly, and I've got an associate here with me, Andy, who can kick me under the table if I get it wrong. So they are property taxes, and the property taxes are divided by tax area, and there are different qualifying taxing entities that receive a portion of the 1%. And you are correct that there are about, I think, eight in there, Andy, about eight different taxing entities. They include schools, they include fire, they include general fund for the county, they include Byron Bethany Irrigation District, they include a multitude of different services that are provided throughout the county, not just those services here in Discovery Bay. In this case, what normally happens when you have just a normal detachment and a change of taxes, what generally happens is the auditor controller takes the tax that Byron Bethany would have received and distributes it equally, or distributes it proportionally, to those qualifying entities. And Discovery Bay is not a entity that receives tax in that area. So we're not one of the listed individuals there. The board and staff have made an indication that Discovery Bay is providing the service of water, and so we should be included in that. But for the better good of the county as a whole, and really for Discovery Bay, fire services are neglected here and in need of funds. So in a normal situation, they would just spread it proportionally amongst those entities, and we would not have been included in that. We've actually now, that's what we're doing, trying to insert ourselves into that process to make sure that the services that are being provided here in Discovery Bay are covered, whether it be sewer, water, or fire. Yes?
Any other public comment?
Is
Seeing none, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the board for discussion.
I just, most of what I'm gonna, was gonna say, I'm not gonna say, just so I don't confuse the issue at this point, because we kind of are in the middle, and Rod did a pretty good job of
pretty good
keeping it somewhat understandable. But I did want to just make the one comment that the funds that we're talking about may be a challenge to even get our hands on one way or another. But what is definitely not going to happen is this will not be monies that is spread out throughout the entire county, including the cities. The cities have a legal responsibility to provide fire protection for their residents. That would be Oakley and Brentwood. This would have nothing to do with Oakley and Brentwood. We would not be subsidizing fire for Oakley and Brentwood. It would strictly be within the county jurisdiction. Now, that does mean it may not all stay within Discovery Bay. It may be part of the keeping Dyson open, or if Bethel Island ever opens up a station over at Summer Lakes or something like that, because that's county property. But it won't go to subsidizing the cities. It would stay within the control of the county, whether it be through the county as an entity or through another distribution system. But that's the intent that I believe staff is going to be bringing forward to the Board of Supervisors.
Is there any other comments?
No, I just agree to keep the funds local, back to the source.
And I don't have anything to add other than the fact that I'm a resident here, and I believe that fire services in our community are not as adequate as they can be. Understand why it's money, and all of a sudden now we have an opportunity to supplement that. So I'm going to voice my opinion very strongly tomorrow meeting with the supervisor along with Director Graves that there's got to be some sort of set aside or something to help the emergency services here in Discovery Bay. We've got an over. We do demographics, I believe, it shows that we have an aging community here, more so than Byron and also Brentwood and Oakley, and not only fire services, but medical services as well, ambulance services, et cetera. So I'm going to be exploring that very, very firmly with the supervisor and see what we can go from there. We have the door open, we have our foot in the door, we have a meeting, and we'll see what happens. We'll be reporting back. So, do I hear a motion? Do I hear any other discussion?
I would move the preparation of the letter to the Board of Supervisors.
I'll second. And move to second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Informational items. Presentations, President Director's report. I have nothing to report since last meeting. Any other director's report?
I think I reported on the fire meeting at the last meeting because it happened to be one of those weeks where it was right before. But I did attend the Aviation Advisory Council meeting on Thursday. The only thing that really affects us out here, first of all, is that Byron continues to be relatively healthy in a subsidized way from Buchanan Field. But they're separating the transportation project that is going to be that extension from Brentwood to Tracy. Part of that was improving the road from Vasco to Highway 4 across the airport and giving access to the airport on a bypass. And they're trying to separate that project so it can happen sooner than the long project, which may take 20 years to complete. And I think they're having some success with that. So we may have a new access to the Byron Airport coming off of Vasco Road sooner than the entire project is complete. And that's really the only thing of interest for up here.
What you've understood, will that probably go from Vasco past the airport, really connect to Highway 4?
To J4.
J4,
yeah. It'll connect to J4, absolutely. Okay. That was part of the original plan, but like I said, there has been an effort to try to separate those two projects and get one completed sooner.
I attended the East County Water Management Agency meeting last week, and had a long discussion with various state propositions for water that have happened in the past, hopefully upcoming.
one item of curiosity was with regard to the Coast Project is Contra Costa County Water District has entered into a settlement agreement with the state with regard to sort of protection of their facilities, not a water quality issue, but as that's, as the project moves forward and any Contra Costa water facilities are damaged, the state is on the hook for providing water and making all the repairs.
Thank you. Any other reports? Okay, we'll go to manager's report. This is Steph.
None.
How about?
No personal.
None.
District legal.
I'll just make a quick introduction, as I did before. Andy Panosco is here from our office, new associate that's helped out with the tax issue that's before you this evening, and a couple of other behind-the-scenes issues for me on a regular basis. You'll probably be seeing him here in and out as you did previous associates in the past, in case we ever fall off the face of the earth personally or am sick. I've got somebody that can designate HIT for us. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Okay, subcommittee updates.
You're awesome.
Thank you. We had a record landscape meeting today to discuss the upcoming renaming of the field.
Daryl Wheaton.
We selected the size of signs to go up. We're looking for a date, probably June 5th or the 12th. That will be decided in the next few days for the general public to honor and recognize him. That was the major item we talked about.
Can I ask a question about that meeting?
Sure.
There was a lot of projects that are on hold, I believe, because of monies that are waiting to be needed. To get to us at this point, those are just any update on that?
Well, we did. I asked staff about that. PG&E evidently has a convoluted way of dishing out large sums of money. I consider $60,000 or more large. So they've asked us to invoice them with four separate invoices at lesser amounts, so that they can approve those to send them to us. So.
That's the next step then? Is that what we're going to do?
We've been asking.
I know, and that's why I'm concerned.
What about
the grants that are supposed to come?
That's the same thing. Same situation.
So we have somebody very tenacious that's staying on top of that.
Yes, correct, and those invoices are going out.
As soon as I get Leslie to print them up, which will be tomorrow.
They're in the mail.
I figured that's somebody right. Tenacious is nearby.
Oh, yeah. I got word, and I'm sending them out tomorrow.
Okay. Is there anything on the correspondence? We certainly read all those public records. Any future agenda item?
No, at this point.
Board President, can I ask a comment on a couple things on correspondence? One is you did get the letter back to the letter you sent to the county sheriff.
Yeah.
So that response, that was great. There is an item in here, an update from Bob Murray, and I did want to ask the board, he's talking about to review and screen all of the potential applicants on the 29th, and if I can check your calendars for the 27th and the 28th of June as well. And I would expect that would be a two-hour meeting minimum, perhaps three, that you should allocate.
He's going to bring us a list of candidates, not all the candidates. He's going to filter out the ones that...
He is, but he's going to make sure that you get to see at least get a couple of minutes on everyone that's applied.
Uh-oh.
But he will have recommendations. But yes, and that's where you will be able to filter them down.
26th, 27th, 28th of May?
27th, 28th, 29th. He asked for the 29th of June. Actually, he asked for July, and I asked him to move it up to June. Okay. So this would be the 27th, 28th, or 29th. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of town.
I'm good on the 27th, but 28th, 29th, 30th. Okay.
Director Lee, when do you return?
I'll be back the 30th.
Yeah, push it a week.
Push it a week. Okay.
Are you talking about moving into July?
The first week in July.
You don't want to do it July 4th either. It's a Monday this year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we don't want to do it July 4th, yeah.
I'm good that whole week, 5, 6, 7, 8.
5, 6, 7?
Then you have the 20.
The rest of you, 5, 6, 7? Okay.
5, 6 would be better than 7.
Thank you very much. And then lastly, there's an item from Supervisor Pifo that I thought would be of interest to you. And this is the acquisition of an agricultural conservation easement on the Chicane property, which is a 1,000-acre property to the east, which presuming this goes through means that there would not be land development on that property. So that's a pretty significant letter, and I did want to make sure that you saw that in the package.
Really?
Yeah.
Putting that in, that's being put into a land trust for tax purposes, correct? That would be.
What they would do is purchase development rights, and Vault is one of a couple of agricultural conservation groups operating in the county, and they would purchase development rights over the property so that they would continue to farm, they continue to own it, but they are selling off their ability to develop it in the future, which means that forever it would be agricultural land.
Wow, Catherine, the letter you have from the sheriff, they're saying, I don't know if it's written about speeding.
Okay, any other?
That was it. I just wanted to highlight some of that correspondence.
Thank you for doing that.
For bringing that up, and I rushed through that, and I should allow you time to do your job. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Who's second? All in favor? Aye. We're adjourned at 7:56.
What do we need?